Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Sheriff's Office hosts drug take-back event this Saturday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is inviting residents to safely dispose of unused or expired medications during this Saturday's National Drug Take-Back Day, October 25th. The event, part of a nationwide initiative sponsored by the Drug Enforcement Administration, provides a safe and convenient way to clear out old prescriptions and prevent drug misuse, accidental poisonings, and environmental contamination. According to the Sheriff's Office, each year in the U.S., thousands of people become sick or even killed by accidental medication overdose. Oftentimes, criminals may gain access to people's homes to steal medications. Additionally, pets are at risk of sickness or overdose as well. Residents can drop off medications between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, 600 West Box Elder Road. For those who can't make it Saturday, year-round drop boxes are always available at both the Sheriff's Office and the Gillette Police Department. Officials say every pill properly disposed of helps make the community safer. Governor Gordon stands with Wyoming beef producers. Governor Mark Gordon is voicing strong support for Wyoming's cattle producers as federal discussions about increasing beef imports from Argentina stir concerns across the ranching community. A White House official on Thursday said that the Trump administration will quadruple the amount of beef that can be imported from Argentina at a lower tariff rate. Argentina currently provides just 2% of U.S. beef imports and can ship up to 20,000 tons of beef to the United States at a low tariff rate, according to the Department of Agriculture. In a press release, Gordon said the talks have already caused instability in cattle markets during a critical time for Wyoming ranchers marketing their livestock. He urged national leaders to focus on boosting domestic beef production instead of relying on foreign imports, saying Wyoming producers provide some of the highest quality beef in the nation. Gordon said, "While prices at the store are high, increasing our reliance on cattle imports isn't the answer for ranchers, farmers, or consumers." The governor also praised a new plan from the U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins aimed at cutting red tape and expanding processing capacity. He said he looks forward to working with federal leaders to implement parts of that plan that strengthen Wyoming's beef industry. Gordon added that his newly appointed Cowboy State Agricultural Initiative Working Group will make the issue a top priority. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.